Let's take you to April 19th, 1995. Mm-hmm. What was your morning prior to 9 o'clock in the morning?
I was in my office in Enid on the 11th floor of the Broadway Tower.
At 9 o'clock approximately, a 20-foot rental truck, yellow with black lettering, pulled up in front of the Alfred P. Murrah Building in downtown Oklahoma City, parked near the entrance just below the America's Kids Day Care Center on the second floor. Then at 9:02, an explosion takes place, killing 168 people. 19 were children under the age of 6. How did you first hear about the explosion?
Probably 20 to 30 minutes after it happened. I had a television in my office, and Mike Roberts, who was one of the lawyers that worked with me, came in and he said, there's been some kind of explosion or fire down at the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. It's on television. I guess his wife or somebody had called him. So I turned on the television and saw it, and I looked at it for a minute. And the reason I think he said explosion was that within the last year, there had been an incident at the federal building where everybody had left the building because there was some kind of gas leak in the building. I remember seeing Judge Thompson on the street and everybody there. It turned out to be nothing, but nevertheless, they'd evacuated the building. And I looked at it for a minute and thought it might be a gas explosion. And I said, I don't think so. Because if you have a gas explosion, then the building's on fire. The only thing on fire are these automobiles. I said, I don't think that's the story. So I kind of looked at it for a little bit. And I remember Tammy Payne, who did an excellent job, covered it for hours, I think, for Channel 9. And I watched her. And I, of course, had been involved in politics. I was aware of various movements in the country, and I thought, April the 19th, what happened on April the 19th? And then about that time, one of the people came on and mentioned that it was the second anniversary of the assault on the Branch Davidians. And I thought, well, of course. Now, I don't think that particular date, that incident was determinative. I think April the 19th, which nobody recognized at the time, or not many people, was also the 10th anniversary of the raid on the Covenant of the Sword and the Ark in Arkansas. I think that may have been more significant. But at the time, it was tied in to the Branch Davidian assault. And as I watched it, I have to tell you, I was not surprised that somebody would blow up a federal building. I thought for some time that between, say, Indiana and California, from the Dakotas to Texas, Great Plains area, prairie states, that there was an enormous amount of hatred, distrust, unhappiness with the federal government, with banks, with the Clintons, everything. And it had been building for a long period of time, that there was this boil waiting to be pricked. But I think I was shocked that it was Oklahoma City.
503 people were injured, 320 buildings damaged, $651 million in recovery, destroyed the Murrah Building, of course. It was the worst case of domestic terrorism in the history of the United States.